2 o'clock, and my husband not returned yet. I must put a stop to his late nights at any cost. And to think that we've only been married 2 months. Ah, me. Isn't it sad when a girl has to wait for a husband who's popped out so late? Isn't it sad when she wants to know the reason why he gives such an unsatisfactory reply? I'm just a bit jealous and really afraid he's spending his time with another fair maid. Isn't it sad? Really too bad. But men were deceivers ever. Ah, here he is at last, and now for it. What do you mean by coming home at this time of night, sir?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Well, my dear, I had to come home sometime, didn't I? And everywhere else was closed.
You call yourself a man to leave me here alone at night? Mm-hmm. You think more of your half a bitter than your better half. I've stood it long enough. Even a worm will turn.
Well, why don't you turn, my dear? Why don't you turn?
I'll have no more of your insults. Listen to this. From tonight, we shall be strangers.
Ow.
You go your drunken way, and I shall go home to my mother.
Ow! Stop! Stop! You think I'm drunk? Well, I'm not. I was only joking, my dear. Now, look here, Ninky. I will promise never to come home late anymore if you will promise to let bygones be bygones. There, now.
I will promise anything.
Sure. Love will my soul completely. When I take your hand in mine, and in your eyes I see the
love light that keeps on in springtime.
To storm and calm, to love and rain, hear what I'm praying, and love it. Oh, my love, under my arms again.
Yeah.